Have you found any ARCs that you particularly enjoy? Or?
Peter Manso's Vows, I believe it's called, which is his memoir about his parents who are crazy, crazy Catholics. And that's about it.
Underwhelmed? When there's like tons of galleys being sort of like thrown around.
I know, but none of them looked particularly... I'm so picky, and none of them look great to me. But that's just me. Sorry.
Okay. Do you have anything? Do you have a question? Or?
Don't get me wrong. I picked up, 28 pounds of books, I believe, yesterday. But I'm not sure how many are actually going to get read.
Are you like just this pessimistic about books in general, or?
No, but I find that the books that come at Book Expo aren't the books that I'm excited about reading. In fact, when I was at the booths, there were the posters for the other books that they have coming out in the fall, and those are the books I wanted the review copies of. But instead, they have the couple that they're really putting their money behind, and those so rarely live up to the expectations that I just tend not to. I mean, I got the new Rick Moody today, and a couple other big names. Yeah, a couple other big names, but the big names,
By big names, I mean if Rick Moody's also being published by Little Brown, I think.
Yeah.
So, are we talking like David Foster Wallace is considered the Lobster, or what were the books that you were looking for?
I wasn't really looking for anything specific. Because I'm not on top of things enough to know what's coming out in advance until it shows up on my doorstep. I got some things. Patrick McGrath, I got his new galley, and I'm really excited about that one, actually. I just remembered about that. Maybe I'm just tired at this point on day three, and,
How much of the floor have you hit?
I did the entire thing. From one side to the other, and finally visited every single booth and
both floors. Or?
Yes, both floors. Which it was a shock to hear there was a second floor. It was a little badly put together, but
did you get the free Molsky notebook yet? Or
no.
Did you get one? They're recorded flip tops too.
Oh, were there really?
Yeah,
I didn't see those.
New model.
No, I didn't get any of that.
Bud here got like literally about something like six of them. Yeah, you're not putting that on.
Bud Parr screwed Moleskine.
No, I didn't get any notebooks. I was trying to do a strategic strike throughout Book Expo and somehow missed Moleskine evidently.
Did you hit what kind of presses did you generally hit? I mean, if you were doing strategic strike.
I wanted to go to the Avalon Publishing Group, Moser Consortium. Dalkey didn't have a booth this year, which was, they're here, but not they didn't have a booth, and that was kind of disappointing. They usually have good freebies, but they didn't this time. Who else? FSG, always. And
you got through the mob at FSG?
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah. I couldn't get talk to a publicist because there was, some sort of author that they were actually...
Yeah, I actually hit them first thing when I got in Friday morning, it gets overwhelming when they start the author interviews.
What are your favorite small presses, and why are you here at the Independent Consortium?
My favorite? Melville House, and Seal, and Canongate, and my brain is a little bit dead at the moment.
Did you hit also any the comics? Like Dark Horse had one, and DC, and Drawn and Quarterly.
Oh yeah, I hit all of them.
Does Top Shelf have a booth? Or?
I didn't see them.
I mean, they came from my city for Alternative Press Expo, but I didn't have business cards then.
I didn't see them at all. So I'm guessing maybe not. But Fantagraphics and I saw all of them.
Okay, what are your thoughts truly on the McSweeney's booth?
I completely passed it over because it was mobbed by hipsters when I went there.
Thank you.
There was 15.
Did you see a guy there? He had his arms crossed this with the jeans.
He looked like he hadn't washed his hair in about a week.
I took one look at that and I had to judge, unfortunately, in this case, by appearance.
Yeah. No, I bypassed the McSweeney's booth. Okay. But I'm sure they're all lovely people.